amazing scenes this morning as Australia go into the World Cup after a very close run match against Peru.
Talk about tense, and it's a cruel way to finish when you're on the wrong side of things, as Peru were 5-4 in penalties after nil all at full time. Someone's got to win. Someone's got to win.
So drawn out.
And when you're on the happy side of it, it's like penalty shootouts. Great. It's
amazing.
Tense. The theatre of it's superb. But there were some devastated Peru fans in the stands
Yeah. Now, a man who knows what playing for Australia is like better than anyone is Steve Horvat, Geelong local and Western United director of football. He joins us now. Good morning, mate.
Morning, guys. What a morning, hey? Oh, go the Socceroos.
Ole, ole, ole. How exciting.
Yeah, incredible. We never seem to do it the easy way, but it just shows how hard it is to qualify for these World Cups, and an amazing effort to all the staff and all the players over there in Doha.
Well, Steve, I'm used to, my mind goes back to those cruel days of the games against Uruguay and where we just miss out. But the last, five times now Australia's qualified for the World Cup. This is magnificent. This is just a wonderful feeling. Can you sum it up? We've seen so many fans up early watching the game, celebrations at Fed Square, everything like that. It's just a great occasion, isn't it?
No, it's incredible. And I think Graham Arnold, the head coach, summed it up post-match, how difficult it has been. They've had to play the majority of the games away through COVID, a lot of travel. So this really has been one of the more remarkable campaigns for the Socceroos. And to get through against a very good Peru side, who we actually shut down, they didn't really threaten us at all, I thought was an outstanding achievement. I think a couple of months ago, this team was written off, and it just really goes to show the heart and culture of the Socceroos over a long period of time, that they just never give up. It's just not in their vocabulary, and they worked their socks off today. There were players going down with cramp. It was a remarkable effort.
Now, making the winning save for the Aussies in the penalty shootout was the substitute goalkeeper, Andrew Redmayne. Matty Ryan was taken off after, 120 minutes. He kept them off the board. And then Andrew was popped on. What is that going to feel like for Matthew in that moment? Obviously, elation that you're through, but does it sting a little bit?
No, it doesn't, because it was planned beforehand. Massive call from Graham Arnold, the head coach. Obviously, like you said, it's our captain, the national team captain, who has been one of our best players throughout all of the qualifying campaign. But Andrew Redmayne has done it before in penalty shootouts in the A-League. So he's a known penalty specialist, and he stepped up, and it was incredible. It could have gone horribly wrong, and thankfully for us, it didn't. You know, he has that crazy routine where he just skips along the goal line. But what a moment. Fantastic reward for a really gutsy decision from Graham Arnold.
Steve, what's next? Now that they're in, like that's what everyone's saying, you know, they're in yep. what happens next for the Socceroos?
Oh, now it's about preparation. Obviously, the tournament is only a few months away. Because we go through this qualification phase, we end up, you know, there's only two spots left in the World Cup. We filled one, and I think New Zealand play Costa Rica tomorrow morning for the final spot in the World Cup. So there's not a lot of time. So it's now about getting some friendly matches in before November, and then going over there and preparing and giving a good representation of ourselves in the tournament.
And they're going to have to prepare for the heat too, aren't they? I'm assuming Qatar is extremely hot. I haven't been there myself, but they're going to have to get ready for that.
Yeah, the Middle East is tough. That's why they obviously moved it from, usually the World Cup is on our doorstep now in June, and they moved it to the end of the year for that reason. So it's thrown out a lot of schedules. It'll throw out the A-League as well and Europe, but, you know, it's the biggest tournament on the planet, and, you know, we're a part of it, and it's fantastic.
Now, before we let you go, Steve, massive question. Lingy and I want Tom to play Ricky Martin's Cup of Life, and he's not bowing down to it, but don't you think that would just bring the community together and it should be played?
It has to be on rotation today.
Thank
completely.
Yes.
And there's a few others there. There's Shakira's as well, World Cup. So there's a few up there, so we just put them all on repeat, guys.
All right. Look,
thank you. Good.
I'll ignore these two, Steve, but because you were so nice and gave us your time this morning, Steve Horvat, Director of Football for Western United and also former international Australian soccer player yourself, I'm also not going to do it.